You have to spend your Christmas money on something. I'm not letting you hoard it so you can buy me presents. Like, literally, every other holiday ever. Fine. One more store so I can go buy that dress I found 2 weeks ago. Maybe you can find something there. Yes, that means you have to get up off the bench and walk while you eat that sugary mess of shit. What? I'm saving you from those calories. You're so welcome for my brave sacrifice. Now, can I have your hand? Yeah. Well, we're in a mall and I like doing all the cute, sickly, sweet couple stuff. And I know you do too, so don't give me that look. Now, come on. Don't let me try and get this. I think for dinner, you should stop for something. And then some ice cream. Definitely the ice cream. Maybe we could just have that for dinner. Then we could probably fit in some Netflix. Baby? Why did you stop? Hey, look at me. What's the matter? Honey, you're shaking. Talk to me. Please? She's here? Who are you talking about? Her. Wait. Is she the one who... No. No. Fuck. Baby, give me your hand. No. We're going home. Maybe we'll come back tomorrow. Just come with me. Go sit down on the couch. I'll be there in 1 second. I'm just going to get us some drinks. Shit. I could have gone my whole life without knowing what she looked like. God. Hey, baby. Come here. Let me hold you for a bit. Hey, can I ask you something and not upset you? I mean, it's just been on my mind for a while, and today just kind of magnified it. You never told me what she did, just that she did something. And I know that it really hurt you, and it still does, and it breaks my heart to know that you don't think you can tell anyone. I'm not going to make you tell me, but I promise that I won't think any less of you if you do. Okay. Yeah. No. Well, no. Stop. I'm not disgusted. I told you I wasn't going to think any less of you, and I don't. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I'm so glad you did tell me. Why? Because now I can understand. I can understand why sometimes, when you want to get busy in bed, you just can't do it. Why sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I see you sitting in the corner looking out the window sobbing quietly. I can understand the nightmares, the anxiety attacks, all of it. I can understand why you can't accept that I love you. It all makes sense, and I hate her for it. You've heard me. I hate her for what she did. No. Those things I just listed are not my faults in you. They are the scars she created. Your only crime here seems to be that you trusted your heart with her. And there's nothing wrong in that. what's wrong is how she turned your heart and your mind into her own personal playground. What's wrong is how she used you for her own pleasure and said to hell with how you felt about it. What's wrong here is that she took everything you had and still broke whatever trust was left by lying to you. What's wrong is that she used all your own fears about yourself, all of which are untrue, by the way, to convince you that you were the problem. What's wrong is that... What's wrong is that she would dare to fucking rape you, then turn around and cheat on you. Something you said about yourself bothered me. You said you are broken. But you're wrong. You heard me. You are not broken. You did nothing wrong. You are so fucking strong and brave. You may not think so, but you can't see it how I do. You never gave up. You just keep fighting. You refuse to let her win. And I refuse to let her win. We will do this together. You don't have to go through this alone, I swear. I'm here for you, just like you're always there for me. You know, there's a part of me that's actually thankful. Don't get me wrong. I hate her and what she did, and believe me, baby, I would have killed her today if you weren't freaking out. But I actually do thank her. I thank her because she fucked up. Because she was too selfish to see the treasure she was entrusted with. Yes, I'm talking about you. If she had been a normal human being, I wouldn't have never met you. And without you, I don't know. I just can't picture what my life would be without you to hold me, kiss me, make me laugh, make me feel safe, and, you know, just love me. You make me feel so wonderful. And now I know what I need to do for you to understand that there is nothing in life I need more than you. And from now on, I am going to double my efforts. Yep. I will do everything I can to make you feel like I feel. Because of that, it's what you deserve. That's what you deserve. And it's what I want to give you. Tomorrow, as long as you're up to it, we're going back to the mall. Hand in hand and heart in heart. And if she's there, you best believe I'll protect you. Because I'm not going to let her try to break what I love more than anything. And that's a promise. I will help you.